Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Robbie Lula.
He talks basketball on 1620 The Zone. His name's Robbie Lula, and he's on the phone. Robbie Lula. Robbie Lula. He is here to talk Creighton basketball.
It's funny that that's what the open says, because most of the time we don't talk Creighton basketball.
Oh, do I get to make a new intro for Robbie? More of my singing?
The majority of the year I'm not talking Creighton basketball.
What do you think about him making you a new open?
I don't know. I'm very partial to this open.
Yeah, it's really good.
You and I, we could maybe like test run some new opens.
Yeah, I mean, Nick, here's the thing though. You got to make Sipple a new open still.
I know.
I mean, he hasn't been at the Journal Star since...
Well, I don't... That's not even in the song anymore.
No, I know, but you edited it out, and you never... Like, he's been at On 3 for almost 3 months now.
I've been busy.
You've been busy?
Yeah.
You can't sing On 3?
Well, it doesn't... I'd have to write a whole new song because it doesn't work otherwise.
You should do it to the theme of the Killigans.
Lula, Robbie Lula, Robbie Lula.
Nope.
Robbie.
Nope.
Guess we're not doing that one.
Nope.
Robbie Lula. Robbie Lula.
No, we're not. Why
it
do you try to Game of Thrones everything?
Robbie.
He really does.
He just wants Lula to put everything in the Game of Thrones.
Because I think we just won't let him, and so then he's just like, well, I have to just do the Game of Thrones theme. So he's just going
to
keep
you
trying.
You can attempt
over
to make me a new theme song, but I retain full veto power.
Nice. I could do Game of Thrones or Formula One. Those are my only two.
Full veto on both.
Yeah.
Robbie.
Neil says this is talking about the Break the Curse event, which is taking place 2 weeks from today at the at Haymarket Park in Lincoln. Neil says, how have we not addressed the elephant in the room? Since Nebraska switched to Pepsi, they haven't won. Sacrifice Mike Riley's Pepsi Cup and make Nebraska a Coke school again. If this has been addressed, apologies on my part. I got the COVID and have been sleeping.
Make Nebraska Coke again.
Somebody did mention it, I think, on Twitter.
There's a,
we
yeah,
didn't talk about it on the show.
Phil
though
just tweeted, there's a Reddit thread about titled, How Pepsi Ruined a Dynasty. And indeed, there are stats in it. Now, this is from a couple years ago, but before Pepsi, Nebraska had a 72% winning percentage. Since then, and this is not even counting the last two seasons when they've been even worse, they've had a 64% winning percentage. You look at the recent national champions in college football, it's almost all Coca-Cola schools, Florida being the lone exception in 2006 and 2008. And so Phil says, have Pepsi donate to the cause, so you're not giving them any money, and pour every single ounce of liquid down the drain. No one can drink it. Then go buy a Coke, toast, and have a ball. Just a thought.
If you're getting rid of the Pepsi, I will. If you want to donate the Diet Pepsi to me, I'll take that. I enjoy Diet Pepsi.
You're drinking a Diet Coke.
Yeah, but I also enjoy Diet Pepsi.
Oh,
I'm not
okay. Pepsi is garbage. Diet Pepsi, ugh.
I said this on a different show.
Hideous.
I like to mix them.
Coke and Pepsi?
Diet Coke and Diet Pepsi.
That's some serial killer type stuff, dude. You monster.
No, it's good because it just takes the edge off the bite of the Diet Coke. And it takes the sweetness off the Diet Pepsi. It's perfect. It's like a little perfect Diet Cola, baby.
Oh, wow. Interesting. I mean, I'll be honest. I would try this.
It's good.
I would try. No, I'm not going to say that.
It's good.
I would try. What do you think about mixing a little like rum or whiskey in there? How do you feel about that?
I mean, I'm okay with the alcohols pretty much always. So,
okay,
yeah, let's do it.
You're down? Okay. Well, I guess
down the clown.
Guess we'll try that. But send us your ideas for how we can reverse the curse. Look, we're trying to help make Nebraska great again, if you will. Some people say that sometimes. They've been bad for a while. They haven't made a bowl game since 2016. We need to get them better
at
football.
I don't know if you know this. It's easier than ever to make a bowl game.
It really is. Like
especially in 2020.
Yeah, and almost the whole sport gets in.
Over 50%
yeah
of the sport.
Well over 50%.
You have to be in the bottom half of college football to not make a bowl.
Yeah, let's just do quick math.
Because what, there's 36 bowls?
I think there's 39.
39? So that's 78 teams.
Divided by, now there's 131, but let's just do it divided by 130. Wow, that's an even 60%.
Yeah, so you have to be in the bottom 40% of college football to not make a bowl game.
Yeah.
Nebraska has not made a bowl game in 5 years.
Yeah, since the Obama administration.
Since the Mike administration.
Thanks to Mike, yeah. Since the Mike Riley.
The Riley administration.
Yeah, when they were a Pepsi school still at that time.
Okay, so. And
what else is going on in the world in 2016?
2016.
Harambe.
I'm trying to think. Harambe had just gotten murdered blood.
Pour one out for our guy
Harambe.
Is that
what did it?
The curse of Harambe?
Is this the curse of
Harambe? I mean, it could be. Yeah,
Bad before that. Go further back.
Okay.
Monkey baby for the Super Bowl.
Just trying to think of other things that were happening in the world.
I was still in my first marriage.
I was going to say, samesies.
Would not recommend.
Is it our fault? Since you and I have been divorced.
So our happiness has led to the downfall of Nebraska football?
I apologize for nothing.
Is it a myth? I was in college.
I mean, look,
not everything's about you, Nick.
Yeah, I would love to blame you for everything that's wrong in society, Nick. But look, I'm not that cold-hearted. I'm not going to do that. I'm just not going to do that. I apologize.
I apologize.
Hayden says, how about we become the first school that gets rid of Pepsi and Diet Pepsi, but keeps Mountain Dew and Dr. Pepper and brings in Coke and Diet Coke? That's like our vending machine at the office. Our vending machine has all sorts of things. We don't just have Pepsi. We don't just have Coke products. We have a combination.
Become a
smorgasbord, if you will.
Become a wild card cola school.
Wild card, bitches.
RC Cola.
What if we did...
Dr. Thunder.
Ugh.
It's just off-brand soda.
Diet.
Oh, gross.
Yeah, what if they did discount off-brand soda? That seems like it would be worse.
I mean, it'd fit in with the motif of Nebraska football these days.
Yeah, it does seem like discount off-brand college football. So.
Pick up Mountain Mist from the concession stand.
Quality Mountain Mist.
Brian says, I was still a virgin when Nebraska was good. There's so many jokes that I want to make right now. Like, I mean, you know, I'm just not going to do it. I'm not going to be mean to anybody. But, Brian, that's funny. I'm going to retweet it.
Oh, it is funny.
It's very good. Notre Dame. I was going to say, speaking of virgins, but I don't really think that would mean anything.
Well, it is a Catholic school.
Sure, that's true. Abstinence.
Yeah.
It's a talking. People talk about it. Are people still talking about that?
Catholicism loves their abstinence.
All right. So, Notre Dame. Jack Swarbrick, he's their athletic director. So, it's odd. There of course, has been a lot of discussion about them joining a league. And when the news came down this week that the Big Ten will be moving off of ESPN and onto CBS and NBC, one of the very first questions was, what does this mean for Notre Dame? Does this mean Notre Dame could join the Big Ten? Are they more likely to join? There's been a lot of that stuff. And of course, Ravi, over the last, month and a half, ever since the USC-UCLA bombshell from John Wilner, that has also been a talking point. Is Notre Dame about to join a league? Well, Jack Swarbrick... I randomly found out that he was going to have a press conference yesterday.
It seemed random.
It did, because there was a screenshot that was posted. Let me see if I can find it real fast. But essentially it was like, he is going to speak about some things in college football, including, yeah, here it is. Live with Jack Swarbrick. Oh, here, I'll read the whole thing. Please consider joining us for this upcoming virtual event. Wednesday, August 10th at 12 p.m. Eastern time. Join us at... Here's the URL. A live chat with Jack Swarbrick, University Vice President, and James E. Rohr, Director of Athletics. Jack will discuss the start of the athletic season, potential conference realignment, and more. And so, look, I'll be honest. I found that a little weird. Why is the athletic director going to schedule a event to talk about realignment? I know a lot of people are like, does this mean they're joining a league? And I didn't think that he was going to hop on this thing and join a conference. But there were some pretty eyebrow-raising quotes from
I thought
the
AD. Was a shocking amount of honesty.
Yes.
Which I found refreshing. I was happy that he actually said something.
Me too.
Because a lot of times when you get one of these press conferences, it's like, well, Notre Dame's going to do what's best for Notre Dame, and we're going to just keep all our options open to do what's best for Notre Dame.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just stupid and boring, and you don't learn anything. I thought we actually learned something.
Yeah.
From his comments, I thought he actually told us stuff.
Yeah, I did too. Scott Docterman was on the call or press conference, whatever it was. So I'm going to read a couple of quotes that he tweeted out. So the question was asked to Schwarbrick, are there factors that would make Notre Dame consider a move from independence? So this is one of those questions, Robbie, along the lines of what you just said, where it's like, well, you know, we really value our independence and we're happy.
Right now we're committed to this path of Notre Dame football, but I can't rule out anything in the future, blah, blah, blah.
So here's the question again. Are there factors that would make Notre Dame consider a move from independence? Here's the first sentence. We've talked about them a fair amount. So automatically it's like, wow, okay, maybe we're going to get a little honesty.
Being honest here.
I'll continue. Yeah. One is, do we have a committed broadcast partner who not only will carry our games for all of our home games nationally, but will compensate us for our media rights in a way that allows us to be competitive? So it starts with the question of a media partner. Secondly, is our access to the college football playoff. Do we, as an independent, retain adequate access? I think we've proved conclusively in the past 8 years that we've had it. Both those things will play out over time. I can't predict how much time. So the answer is essentially, will all of our games be on national TV? And I can answer him right now. There really aren't regional windows anymore. So yeah, your games would be on national television. You know, and if you're, let's pretend they joined the Big Ten Conference, you would be required to go on BTN once a year at minimum, just
probably
because that's
their Ball State game every year.
That's
or whatever.
That's a part of the deal.
Yeah.
Or heck, maybe that it would just be a road game a year. They're playing at Indiana, and that's going to be the BTN game. So that's where he says that's where it starts. Second, the access to the CFP. Look, he's right. They have shown over the last 8 years, they've gotten in two times. They don't need to be in a league to get into the college football playoff. Now, do they have,
at least as the college football playoff has currently been formatted?
Yeah. Do they have less margin of error? I think so.
I agree.
I definitely think so. But they made a BCS championship game following the 2012 regular season. They made the college football playoff following the 2018 regular season. And they made the college football playoff following the 2020 regular season, though I know that I would add there, they were an ACC school just that season because of the pandemic. But they've made one playoff as totally an independent, and then they made another there. So that was one of the questions. The other was, I believe this was a follow-up. How long? Like 1 to 2 years? Here's Jack Schwarbrick, AD of Notre Dame. He says, I think the CFP will be resolved as to what's next within that time frame. It's possible that the media situation could be, but the flip side of that is our contract runs through the 25 season, so hard to say. But those are the first two things. Third is a good home for our Olympic sports. So this is a follow-up again from the first question where he named the two things. Third is a good home for our Olympic sports where they can compete for national championships, but also have schedules that sort of make sense for that, and the ACC has been a great partner for us in that regard. Now, here is the part that, again, makes me go, because he's continuing his answer. I'd like to make progress on the schedule front. It's so hard for our kids to travel the way they do. I think we've talked about it before, but when you're going to Tallahassee and you start with a bus trip to Midway and then you connect once along the way before you get there and then you're on a bus trying to get to campus, it's probably 18, 16 hours that you've been involved in traveling. That's tough to be a pre-med major or a finance major and do that. So we're always looking for ways to make the scheduling easier, but it's media, it's CFP, and it's our Olympic sports. So, Robbie, like the Tallahassee part of that quote, it's hard not to see that and think, you know, is essentially him asking, is this too hard on our student athletes? Would there be an easier way? AKA, what if we're going to Bloomington? What if we're going to West Lafayette, et cetera?
I mean, first of all, real passive aggressive shot at the communications majors there from our guy Swarbrick. No. it is something that goes off here, but then you also have to remember, well, is the Los Angeles trip, does that make more sense?
I was just thinking the same thing.
You know,
like if you say this a month and a half ago, it's like, oh yeah, I get it. But now that you have two LA schools.
Now I understand more of their conference is further away in the ACC than it is with the with a potential Big Ten partnership. But I do think, and it's interesting because obviously the football team isn't having an 18-hour travel day, right? They get on a private plane, they go to Tallahassee,
bingo,
they're done there, right? It's not a big deal. It's basically the time of the flight and, you know, maybe a quick shuttle service there. Not a big deal. They're not flying commercial with, you know, Marcus Freeman and company there.
That'd be awesome. Get on the connecting flight.
You're like, hey, there's a lot of really big guys on my Southwest flight.
Uh-huh.
That's not happening.
No.
So I appreciate that he was, you know, I think it was fairly honest and transparent here. He was talking about that in the context of your Olympic sports, but it does make a lot of sense with the Big Ten geographically with Notre Dame. It always has, right? That's just, they're basically smack dab in the middle of the Big Ten footprint.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously you have the outliers on the West Coast now, but that's, if you schedule them both, that's one trip a year, you're done. L.A. is probably easier to get to than Tallahassee.
I would agree. I was going to say, like,
from a even though it's the same or further distance.
Yeah, they have like all these schools that are going up and down the entire coast, whereas for Notre Dame, they'd have two schools to deal with in their
yeah, you basically
one
go
same location.
From Chicago to L.A. and you're done, and it's
that's like Stanford, you know, et cetera, joining.
Yeah, which we don't know yet, so that's, you mm-hmm. know, kind of off the thing here. I also appreciated that he was honest about the money. He's like, hey, we need to make a certain amount of money in order to be competitive.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the things they're looking with at the broadcast partners. The thing to me that's ultimately going to decide this is not going to be money, though, because I think Notre Dame's always going to be okay on money just from their national alumni base that
sure.
you know makes good money, and they've got a huge endowment.
Is it the question you have? Is that what you're going to say it comes down to?
No, what it comes down to for me is their access to the college football playoff.
And if they have
that. In terms
that,
of his comments.
Yeah.
If they, because I think what I think is going to happen is I think they're going to allow the college football playoff talks to kind of play out and then make their decision.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to make their decision based on how that plays out.
I do know you have a question about Notre Dame.
I do.
I want to get to that next,
yeah.
but I want to read one more quote from Schwarbrick, and we'll get to that on the other side, and we can react to some of this stuff. Because he was asked about the Big Ten's media rights deal. And for the record, again, this is not official. Like, it is going to happen, but it's not official technically. He was asked about it. What does he think about it? I think it's great. I think it's great for college football. They made a decision to have three linear broadcast partners in Fox, who will principally have the big noon game, CBS, who will have the 3:30 kick, and NBC, who will have the primetime kick. And the more broadcasters, major networks, we keep involved in college football, the better it is for everybody because they're interested. Or they're invested, excuse me. They want to promote the game. They want additional properties. So I think it was a brilliant strategy by Commissioner Warren. I think it played out marvelously for him. The timing could not have been better. And I think they will finally announce the number. It will be a pretty amazing one. But it's also perfect for Notre Dame. We need NBC to have more college football to more effectively promote our games and to talk about our games and have NBC be seen in that light. So that was great for us that they got a big piece of this. So, again, like maybe nothing in there that's too eyebrow-raising, but interesting nonetheless.
Yeah,
interesting nonetheless.
He seemed very complimentary of a Big Ten deal that, as of right now, has very little to do with him.
Mm-hmm.
So that was interesting, if
same.
Nothing else.
Yeah.
I do think he'll be interested to see what that final number is, because if that final number is a lot bigger than the final number that he's looking at.
And they want 75 mil.
Which, if you believe some of the numbers out there, you're talking about, what, a $25 million bump? Over that, if you're a Big Ten school,
yeah,
that's not nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that Notre Dame has more money than God, but they're still human. You know,
yeah,
like they
still like more money.
Yeah, they still are like, ooh, I like $25 million than I like not having $25 million. You know,
uh huh.
So
I'll take 25 mil.
Yeah, just if it's there.
Yeah, if anyone wants to Venmo me, I'll take it. What
cash.
If we had a millionaire listener, like, or maybe even a billionaire listener? He's like, you know what?
I do want to give them.
I do
want to
give Josh $25 million. At Josh Tweeterson, by the way, Mr. Billionaire, if you'd like to,
yeah,
send
if you
want to
throw some money our way,
yeah. Before we go to break, you know, we read that tweet from Brian, where he says, "I'm still a virgin. I was still a virgin when Nebraska was good." Some people dunking on Brian. John says, "I know Brian. He is 53 years old." And then. CM says, hey, Brian, what time is your 70th birthday party this week? So Brian is getting dunked on. Hey, Brian, man, if that's your choice, you know, more power to
hey,
you.
And also, you know, good for you, Brian. Better late than never.
Yeah, absolutely. Get it done, Brian. Well, he did never follow up. He said he was still a virgin. I guess that does imply he is no longer.
Yeah.
Anymore. Congrats on the sex to Brian.
Yeah, congrats on the sex, Brian.
All right. You know what? Let's just go to break. Zone deal this week is for Langfeld Overhead Doors. Ravi, are you ready for this?
I am ready.
You're going to get a door. You're going to get a remote.
A garage door.
Garage door. Yes, yeah. Garage door. Not a regular
yeah,
door.
Yeah, just here's a door.
Good luck. But no, you will get a garage door. You're going to get a remote for the garage door.
Sure.
You know how important that is.
It is very important.
Yeah, I remember, I'm going to rip on my parents for a second. When they moved.
Oh, no.
Built a home. They got it. They had a garage. Garage attached to their house. Because the old house we lived in didn't have that. When they got it, they didn't splurge for the garage door opener. And so my dad's best friend was like, So what are you going to do? Just go open it every day and close it? And my mom did it like once or twice.
Yeah.
She's like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
So they did that. It's too bad they didn't know about the zone deal. I mean, this is 13 years ago, so it's a while in the past.
But killer zone deal would help
them. If they could have time traveled to 2022 and this Friday, they could have gotten access to this. That garage door, one remote, and install, valued, Ravi, at $450. $450, you get it for only $225. So if you were my parents in 2009, or maybe you live in a house that just does not have one of these, get to 1620thezone.com tomorrow morning at
9.
And take advantage of this great zone deal. 1620thezone.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.